Hey all, so hopefully all the links are working for you now. It was an epic convo with Leash yesterday with 54 minutes. So make sure you unpack that. 54 minutes of conversation to talk about 18 seconds of riding. So we did not get through all of Flo's ride or anywhere close to Jive's ride. So it's still going to be a very, very, very long time before we get all of it. But for those of you that have seen it, or for those of you that haven't seen it yet, the main challenge was I needed to get Flo freer through her body and stepping up in the trot. And how was I to do that if I didn't have eyes on the ground and I didn't have, you know, it's easy to see after the fact, not so easy when you're feeling. So Leash gave me a really cool exercise about counting the steps, which he's given to me before, but never explained why. So I kind of like didn't do it. I'm so bad. So now I understood why and the purpose and the purpose, I definitely embraced that today. So I think I'm about to reveal some video. I think I did it better. So Leash, I believe my warm-up trot is almost as good as my finishing trot. And my finishing trot isn't fancy, but it is correct, as opposed to the one I did in the video that I showed you. And it's just all jammed up and weird because I'm trying to get the backbone long in some weird way. Then also in the 54 minute chat, we talk about the rib cage and the backbone, and then what we're meant to do when we hit the long side. So I feel having that visual and that understanding helped me create it more on the horses. So that's Flo. Let me just post the Flo trots.